It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field, into the end zone, and Mix makes the catch for the touchdown! He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary!
Boots one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do! Devin Thomas recovered it, but the rookie Jaquan Williams punched it out.
Manning out of the shotgun set, he's back to throw. Finds the pocket, deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. Brady's under pressure, Brady's chased, Brady heaves one. Down the middle of the field, into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Now, here's your host, John Schmell.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. And it's all brought to you by Andrew Mark. You can listen exclusively on Giants.com or on your Giants mobile app. And, of course, it gets archived later on in the day. So make sure you can check it out anytime you're on the go or at home. Little Giants talk. And that's the phone number, 201-939-4513, to give your opinion. And let's go right to the phone calls. Why waste any time here? Our good friend Tim in Jackson, New Jersey. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
How are you? What's on your mind?
And the Giants win 15 games in 2012 and repeat as Super Bowl champs.
Well, they could repeat as Super Bowl champions. That's definitely true. I think it's going to be a lot more difficult than winning 15. I mean, a lot easier, excuse me, than winning 15 games, which would be extremely, really, very difficult. They got enough extremelys in there for you? Two more? Extremely hard. They'll probably lose more than one game in the division, more than likely. Going 5-1 in the NFC East would be very tough on its own. Then you got to play the AFC North. And you got to play Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. And then, of course, the Browns, who beat the Giants in 2008. Then you got to play the NFC South. Here comes the Saints with, theoretically, Drew Brees. We'll see what happens with that, though I don't think he's missing a season. Cam Newton strolls into town. Ah, Wilcox is coming to town. Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Roddy White, Falcons, pretty good, too. Even the Bucks, they made the playoffs a couple years ago. Josh Freeman, maybe bounce back season. Not too bad. Then the team you lost to in the regular season last year, the 49ers, where you barely beat in the NFC Championship game. You got to go to their building and play them. And then you have Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback in the NFL, the team with the best regular season record in the NFL last year. And the Packers. Yeah. It will be extremely difficult to win 15 games. Not saying they're not going to be able to win 10 or 11 and make the playoffs, win the division. All possible. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to make another run and potentially go to a Super Bowl. Just being realistic, not being negative. That's just the fact. If the Giants win 15 games this year, I'm not sure what I would do. I'll do something funny. We'll see. But, again, it could be a very successful season for the Giants. It should be, considering all the talent they're bringing back for 2012. 201-939-4513. One of the topics I want to talk about today, and I think our good friend Dan Salamone upstairs put this up on Twitter for us on the Giants account. What are you really paying attention to in training camp in the preseason games in terms of position battles? Obviously, the Giants are a good team. Super Bowl champions, much of their roster, much of their starting lineup is already set in stone, but some things are not, and that's why you have training camp, that's why you have preseason games. So as a fan, what are you looking forward to seeing and watching what competitions as they break down over the course of the late July and August? 201-939-4513. Let's go to Jeff in Rhode Island. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, John. How you doing, buddy?
Good to hear from you. What's up?
Okay. Talking the other day about improvement in the running game, and certainly there's going to have to be a vast improvement in the running game, if we hope to get anywhere in the playoffs, because I don't think we're going to make the playoffs with 9 wins this season. You know, I guess most of that will be incumbent on better play from the offensive line. So what are you thinking along those lines?
Hey, Jeff, I agree, and I'm not sure if you listened to the archive yesterday, but if there was one thing I think the Giants need to do better this year, it is running the football. Part of that comes from Ahmad Bradshaw, A, staying healthy, David Wilson being an impact player coming in as a rookie. But I happen to agree with you. I think the biggest issue last year was not necessarily with the running backs. I think the biggest issue last year was with the offensive line not giving the running backs enough room to run and giving them the holes to get through. You know, Jacobs was constantly getting hit in the backfield. So was Bradshaw. And I think it will get better. And here's why. David Deal's healthy. We found that after the year he played with a broken hand the entire season. Christie had an uncharacteristically bad year last year. David Boss got better as the year went along, so I think he'll be improved this season. Kevin Booth proved to be solid. And then at left tackle, I think, is where you have your question mark. Will Beatty obviously played well last year, but he's more of a pass blocker than a run blocker. I'd like to see him get a little bit tougher, push guys off the ball a little bit more, and I think that's where you're going to get the most improvement in the running game.
Yeah, and in terms of David Wilson, our number one draft pick, it's hard to tell anything on video what, you know, what he actually looks like or how big he is or how big he is, and I assume you've been up close and personal to him. To me, he seems to be a little bit on the smallish side. What does he look like to you?
Hey, I could tell you, watching him on the practice field, Jeff, the kid is super fast. But even more important than that, you know, speed is one thing. You can find a guy with speed anywhere. He's explosive in a powerful way. He's a very compact football player, so when he makes his cuts and explodes through the line, you can tell there's some force and power to it. Maybe not to the level that Ahmad Bradshaw has that power, but he's not what I would call your traditional scat back. He's more like, he's definitely more powerful than, let's say, like a Darren Sproles, something like that. He's a lot stronger than a guy like that. Now, look, we'll see what happens when he gets the pads on, when he gets the helmet on, and some guys, you know, are trying to kill him that are 200 pounds heavier than he is. Then we'll see what happens. But from what I saw in warm-ups, what I saw in practice and OTAs and minicamp, I think he should be an effective player from the start and not just somebody who's going to run outside and catch screen passes. I think he can be a between-the-tackles guy. But again, let's see what happens in camp once they get the pads on.
Yeah. Okay, John. Thanks, buddy. You have a good day.
Hey, you too, Jeff. Great to hear from you, man. Love Jeff. I haven't heard from Jeff in a while. He's the master of naming the plays. What was the great play that he named again? At the beginning of the year where Metal blew it. I forget what it was. Oh, wait. Jeff's still there. Bring him back up. Jeff, you still there? I think we just lost Jeff. But I forget what the play was that he named that was really good. There was one early in the year, and Jeff nailed it. And that intimidated Lance from trying to name plays anymore because Jeff showed him up. I don't remember what it was. Think about it, Melroy. It was something good. 201-939-4513. Joe is in New York. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, Johnny Schmelk?
What's up, Joe? How are you?
John, I just want to thank you. First of all, before I ask you my question, I want to thank you very much for all the hard work you do. I know it's tough following the team, traveling, waking up every morning, trying to figure out what the heck to talk about. And, you know, all of us fans, we really appreciate your hard work.
Thanks, Joe, man. You know what? I have a lot of fun doing it, and without you guys watching and listening, I wouldn't be able to do it. So I appreciate your guys paying attention and being such good Giant fans.
Yeah, and thanks for fixing all those little problems. I'm the guy on Twitter that said,
and I'm happy we were able to do that for you, Joe. No problem.
Thanks. So about a couple questions today about the Giants running back situation. Obviously, we have Ahmad Bradshaw as our primary running back.
Right.
And the question is, well, there's some durability issues with him, obviously, because of his running styles and injuries that he's had in the past. Who do you see stepping forward from the remaining running backs that are on the roster, either whether it be existing running backs or guys that are second-year, third-year guys trying to step up into that second role now that now that Brandon Jacobs moved on to San Francisco?
If David Wilson's not the second running back this season, I will be absolutely shocked and blown away, assuming he's healthy, of course. To me, he is, in terms of being an athlete and being a runner, is by far the second best running back on the roster. Now, he has to figure things out, like pass protection, like running right routes out of the backfield, protecting Eli Manning, things like that. But he seems just like a smart kid. He's an eager kid. He works hard. I think he'll figure that out. And I'm usually one that'll tell people, calm down on rookies. You know, don't get too excited about this guy. I think Giant fans can get excited about David Wilson. I think he'll be a player, and I think he'll be a player this year.
Awesome. So pick him up on my fantasy team then?
David Wilson would not be a bad mid to late round draft pick. You stash him until Ahmad Bradshaw eventually breaks his foot, which he does every year. He'll miss 4 or 5 weeks, and maybe David Wilson can give you a little mid season boost.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the info.
All right, Joe. Appreciate it, man. And, you know, like I always say to Melroy, I always tell people to relax with the rookies in fantasy a lot of times. But running back is really like one of the one positions where rookies can have a really quick impact. Now, that hasn't happened necessarily recently with a guy like Ryan Matthews, who was supposed to be a monster coming out. He had a very slow first year with the Chargers. So Trent Richardson this year, we'll see, on a Cleveland Brown team that's not very good. We'll see if he can make a quick impact. But running backs is a position where youth really helps you. And you have fresh legs. And assuming you can stay healthy, and again, a guy like David Wilson, as Jeff said up in Rhode Island, not the biggest guy in the world. That's true. I mean, if you see him sitting down next to me on the interview we had on the web a couple weeks ago, that was him wearing his pads, and he didn't look, you know, that much bigger than me. I'm about 6'1 or so, like 180. And, you know, I'd say Wilson's probably about my size, give or take. Probably a little bit shorter, probably had another 15 pounds of muscle on him, and there you go. That's basically how big David Wilson is. But he's a tough kid. He's a fun kid, a great kid to be around. He works hard. He's eager. And the Giants scouts and general manager Jerry Reese and director of college scouting Mark Ross really liked what they see with him, liked what they saw on film, liked what they saw at Virginia Tech. But again, if he wants to get in the field, he has to be better at those little small things, protecting the quarterback, running the right routes, things like that. So those are things the Giants will look at going forward. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Now, we mentioned David Wilson a lot in the Giants rookie class. Well, the Giants also, more or less, have a second rookie class this year, and that is their 2011 draft class. This was a group that came in, had no offseason, no OTAs, no minicamp. They were thrown right into the fire to try to figure out how to play in the NFL. That's hard enough. Then Prince Amukamara fractures his foot, fifth metatarsal. He's not 100% the entire year, and when he plays, it shows, quite frankly. Marvin Austin, torn pec, zero. Gerald Jernigan can't catch a punt in the preseason. Plays a little bit of wide receiver late in the year. Didn't Eli Manning try to throw him like a fourth down pass in one of those games? Maybe it was the 49er game in the regular season. That didn't work out too well. Nothing out of Gerald Jernigan. James Brewer, fourth round pick, pretty much zero. Didn't dress for a game. Greg Jones started a game in a linebacker, had some special teams work. Same with Tyler Sash. Same with Spencer Paysinger. Jaquan Williams, the Giants' final pick, he had a real contribution defending the pass, secondary, chasing tight ends down the field. He could have a future. Mark Herzlick, undrafted free agent, Spencer Paysinger as well. So those are guys that Henry Hanoski obviously had a big one, a big impact on the team. But, you know, these guys will all have a chance to make a huge impact in 2012. And they have an offseason. You talk to all the guys, and you'll hear from them in a second, that really having an offseason could not have been a bigger help. So let's first start now. Let's see. Let's go with Jarrell Jernigan first, Giants' third-round pick last year. He was a guy that they thought would help on special teams right away. He did return kicks late in the year, but with his fumbling issues on punts, that never seemed to materialize. So let's listen to Jarrell Jernigan as he talks about this season. I recorded this about a month or two ago, so he might talk a little about the offseason program. It already happened. We get that. But this is what he's working on and what he hopes he can accomplish in 2012. Where are you looking to improve the most as we get on the field with OTAs and then mandatory minicamp in June?
Basically coming in as the third receiver, trying to step up and fill that role that Mario Manningham had last year. And I'm looking to just improve more and constantly keep learning the playbook, you know, and my route running.
How much do you think you improved last year? Obviously, you weren't on the field much as a wide receiver, but just watching, being in the classroom, being in practice, how much and where do you think you got better last season?
I think I improved a lot at receiver and just learning the playbook, you know, without having an offseason, just been thrown out there, learning from the older guys, Victor Cruz, Akeem Nicks. And I think I learned a lot, and where I'm at right now, I think it's a great opportunity for me, and I learned a lot, so it just come in, and I feel more comfortable now that I have that year up under my belt.
What are the coaches telling you? Where are they telling you to focus your energy to get better, to earn a spot and more playing time this year?
Mainly, you know, at a third receiver role, you know, trying to find somebody to fill that, if it's me, Hickson, or, you know, the Ricky Randall. I mean, it's competition, and it's good competition. I like to know where to have, but good competition. So, you know, I'm just fucking myself right there at that third receiver, but also on punt return, too. I've been working this offseason on the right techniques to catch the ball and stuff like that.
Coming from college in a spread offense, Kevin Gilbride's offense is notoriously complicated for even
seasoned NFL wide receivers. How tough was it for you to really get inside that playbook and figure out all the little intricacies?
Oh, man, like you said, it was tough coming from Troy and the spread offense to this pro-style offense. You know, the main thing with me was the terminology. I mean, I stepped into this terminology, and I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, he's saying stuff I never heard of. But some of the stuff I kind of can relate back to Troy, but like we did this at Troy, so they called us this route, this right here. So some of the stuff I can relate back to, but it was pretty difficult, and especially for us to not have an offseason. That's what hurt us bad, for them just throw us in at camp. I mean, but with that year up under me and learning from Victor Cruz, the King Nix, I mean, that was a good year for me, and I'm ready this year.
And you mentioned the slot. The one thing Kevin Gilbride's offense does do, it gives you a lot of options in the slot. The way defenders play, you can run different routes. How much more dangerous does that make you having this offense at your disposal in that slot position?
Oh, that makes it a lot more dangerous. You see what Victor Cruz did last year. So I'm hoping to have a good year like that, you know, so I can bust up on the scene. But in that slot and having all those different options, the defender can't get no read on you and know where you're going.
Do you think you have a good chance to contribute on punt returns as well? You're feeling more comfortable there?
I feel more comfortable there. I got my technique down pat. Like I said, I've been working this offseason on my technique, having better technique. So I'm feeling comfortable back there.
That's Giants' third-round pick of 2011, wide receiver and special teamer, Darrell Jernigan. He hopes to make an impact both as a return man and as a receiver, especially out of the slot with his size this season. And I think a lot of people are sleeping on him. People are excited about Reuben Randall, and rightfully so. He looked great in the offseason program. People are excited about Ramses Barden because of his size and height. Let's see him stay healthy for more than a couple games before we start getting excited about him. And I like Ramses. Good guy, smart kid, fun to be around, great personality, but eventually you got to produce. And he knows that. He's basically said that this offseason. I'm not, you know, killing him or ripping him here. I'm just basically paraphrasing what he said to the media about himself. He knows he has to perform this year, produce, and that starts with staying healthy. Something that's really, and that's not his fault. It just, you know, injuries happen, and that's something he has to do this year. So, but I think Jernigan's a guy out of the slot could be very effective for the Giants, especially if Akeem Nix happens to miss an extended period of time at, you know, with this current injury. But he should be back for the regular season, maybe for the final preseason game for a couple of snaps to try to at least get his legs underneath him a little bit. Okay, let's go from Darrell Jernigan to Prince Amukamara. I had a chance to talk to Prince a couple weeks after I talked to Jarrell, and he talks about this offseason and getting ready for 2012.
2-1. Welcome back to Giants.com. My name is John Schmelk, and today's Giants Insider is Giants cornerback Prince Amukamara. Prince, first, let's start with your health. How are you feeling, and how are you working out on the field?
I'm feeling great. Yesterday was the first day I ran in a month, and there was no problems, no soreness. So as long as I keep progressing, then on Monday of next week, then I should be working in with individuals.
I imagine when this first happened all the way back last August, it's taken a lot longer than you probably thought originally to get back to where you are today.
For sure, but during the last season, like in the Super Bowl and in the playoff games, I was feeling myself. And then at the end of the year, it wasn't healed on paper, on x-ray, as much as they wanted it to heal, so they're just taking all precaution with the time off that we have now.
So with the limited time on the field, you did play towards the end of the year. What were you able to learn last season? Where do you think you got better?
I think I got better in the film room because that's all I could do and in the playbook.
How?
Just more time and spending more time with the coaches and staying after practice with Coach Jensa. That really helped a lot.
What do you think surprised you the most about the NFL, and maybe the toughest thing to learn coming in that maybe you didn't expect?
I think just the amount of games that you play. In college, you're used to a 12, 14-game season if you go all the way. But in the NFL, like you're playing 60 games and then some playoff games if you go that far. And don't forget the preseason games. So I think just that and the amount of wear and tear that it does on your body.
Now that you're healthy, as you get back on the field and start working, where do you want to improve this offseason heading into 2012?
I mean, I think in just all areas, but mainly just reading the quarterback and playing more with my feet. There's a lot of stuff that I did in college that I can't do in the NFL, and I got in trouble for that this year, so just mainly that.
As you look back, how much did it hurt you not having this time of year last year with the strike? How much did it set you back?
It sent me back a lot. I mean, right now, we're starting back from basics, and when you start from the basics, that always helps you a lot. So whether it's, just knowing just the simple fronts or going back to cover two and just the right form of tackling, all that stuff helps.
Prince, we appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Giants cornerback Prince Amukamara. He hopes to be the Giants. Really, he wants to be a starter this year and compete with Terrell Thomas. If Terrell Thomas was healthy, I'd be very surprised if Prince can unseat him in that cornerback spot. But worst comes to worst, he'll be the Giants' third corner, which means he'll be on the field 75% of the time anyway with everybody with their three wide receiver packages. So could be a big year for Prince Amukamara. And it also could be a big year for Marvin Austin. This is a Giant player that missed his last two seasons of college football with injuries, suspension, stuff like that. He just won, but he was injured the year before a little bit too. It's basically been 3 years since he played in a regular football game. That's what I'm going for. And he hopes to come back this year. Came into camp a little bit overweight. He's kind of got that down, but he's definitely shown his athleticism. Here's Marvin Austin. I talked to him earlier in the offseason.
How great has it been for you to be on the practice field in the offseason for OTAs and minicamp with your teammates coming back from that injury last year?
Man, it's been a blessing. It's been like Christmas, you know, to get back out there, get to move around, be with the guys, and, you know, enjoy football again. You know, watching it as a fan is nowhere near as fun as it is going out there and actually getting and mixing it up. So it's been a blessing.
Now, you haven't been in a game in quite a while. How quickly has everything kind of come back to you?
From a you know, just athletic standpoint, I'm a pretty athletic guy. So, you know, just from moving around and stuff like that, it came back pretty natural. Just some of the plays, some of the schemes and stuff like that I had to really work on and really study. But, I mean, for the most part, you know, football is football. It's not that hard to be tackled.
Is that your focus right now in terms of getting better, just understanding the NFL game and the playbook a little bit better?
Yeah, and also technique-wise, just trying to do the little things, keep your pads low, you know, using the proper steps, my hands, and just going out there and being controlled and violent as possible.
So you really haven't had any physical limitations or issues having not played for a while?
No, I haven't. I feel great. You know, 2 years out of football has definitely gave my body a chance to heal every nick and bruise. So that's definitely not an excuse at all. And I mean, it's just, you know, it's getting back into the motion, getting back into the movements, and things will start to become muscle memory for me.
Talking to some of your teammates, they've learned a lot from Sean Rogers, the veteran coming in here, defensive tackle, been in the league a long time. Has he sort of taken you under his wing a little bit and started teaching you the ins and outs of the NFL?
Oh, that's the first thing. You know, the first day he got here, I introduced myself and told him that, you know, I was impressed by the way he played for the number of years that he did. And, you know, if there's anything that he could help me with, I'd definitely be all ears. And, you know, he just started just right there. You know, he just started telling me just little things about how to be a professional and, you know, how to go out there and get better every day, how to beat O linemen and all different types of ways that I never knew you could use your body. But, you know, he's definitely been a mentor.
What are your personal goals for 2012?
Just to stay healthy, go out there, play as fast as I possibly can, and, you know, bring value to the team, add value in any way I can.
That's Giants defensive tackle and second-round pick from 2011, Marvin Austin. I got a couple more guys here real quick. First, Greg Jones, the Giants' fifth-round pick last year out of Michigan State, played a lot of middle linebacker last year, moved to Sam in the offseason program this year. Here's Greg Jones talking about 2012.
Look back to last year a little bit, and how tough was it coming in a couple days before training camp, just having to learn everything in a few weeks?
Yeah, it's incredible, you know, and I really, that's one thing, if I can change anything, is that I wish I had OTAs and learn what I'm learning right now. It'll definitely help me. Especially going to my first game ever, my first start ever as a rookie, so that would have definitely helped a lot. But, you know, it all worked out for the best, though.
How about this year? How much is all this helping you now, going back to basics really for the first time in the NFL and starting from scratch?
Oh, yeah, it's helping out a lot. It's helping a lot, especially, you know, me going to center back right now. You know, learning it all again from this position is helping me for when I go back to Mike or wherever they want to put me at. But it's definitely helping out a lot.
What's your goals this year personally? What do you think you need to show the coaches to earn more playing time on the field?
Just the confidence in myself that I know what I'm doing. Definitely be confident in my pass drops and just overall know the knowledge of the defense. You know, I think that's some of the things that they want to see out of me. I mean, I obviously need to ask to make sure, but I think that's one of the things they want to see out of me.
That's Greg Jones talking about his role in 2012. Hopes to get on the field again. A very productive player in college. Hopes to step it up and get more playing time on the NFL level. Finally, let's go to Mark Herzlich, the Giants' undrafted free agent out of Boston College. Obviously a cancer survivor, has made his way all the way back. His body is back to where it was before, you know, having to deal with cancer. And Lord knows, I mean, you can't even imagine what that does to your body. For him to get back to where he is now really is an impressive feat. This is Mr. Herzlich talking to me early in the offseason about this season.
Look back to last year. How tough was it, and how much of a disadvantage did it put you in to have to come in a week before training camp and learn everything in a few weeks?
Yeah, I didn't really realize that was such a big disadvantage last year, because it was kind of like, okay, well, this is just how it is. But you know, having this past 9 weeks to really learn the plays and understand all the little details before camp, you know, gives you a big leg up, and then you know what you're doing rather than learning everything that first week.
How much further ahead are you now, considering the fact that you've had an OTAs and minicamp and all that sort of stuff?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, these past 9 weeks are basically the first 2 weeks of actual camp, because, you know, we put everything in already. We already know how to do everything. It's really just like touching up and getting everything perfect now, whereas last year we had to go right into camp, learn all that stuff, and try to be perfect at the very same time.
What do you want to show the coaches this year? What are your personal goals in terms of improvement for 2012?
I think the biggest thing for myself is to, you know, really be sharp and exact in all my drops and all my run fits, because, you know, physically I feel like I'm doing well. I feel like, you know, I can be powerful at the line of scrimmage, and I feel like I'm doing well in terms of my pass drops. But it's all just being exact in everything, and that way they have confidence in me when they put me on the field.
That's Mark Herzlich, Giants undrafted linebacker. And I think he'll really have a chance, along with Greg Jones for that matter, and maybe even Keith Revers, who came in as a weak side linebacker, maybe he'll play a little middle this year, to compete with Chase Blackburn for that starting middle linebacker spot. So we'll see what happens in training camp. It should be a lot of fun. All right, everybody, that's all the time we have. And, of course, Big Blue Kickoff Live is presented by Andrew Mark. Comes your way Monday through Friday, 10 to 10:30 on Giants.com. We'll be here tomorrow. But, of course, you can listen on your mobile app as well, iTunes, iPhone, Google Play Store, Google, Android, BlackBerry, all that stuff. Tomorrow's our last show before training camp. We're going to take your predictions on the Giants season. So call in. Get your predictions on paper before training camp starts, before they play their first preseason game. We'll write them down. Melroy's on it. We'll keep track of them during the year, and then as you prove to be wrong, we'll rip you apart on the show. It'll be great. Well, you better keep the paper. You always lose everything, Melroy. All right, Melroy promises he's going to keep track of this. We'll see. I don't buy it. Though he does do a good job with the fantasy every year as he watches Lance Meadow dominate him in the fantasy competition, which didn't happen last year. I just like seeing his face getting mad about fantasy football. Anyway, we're back tomorrow, 10 to 10:30. Then we'll be back for training camp. It's not going to be your classic call-in show like this, simply because you don't have the technology to do this up in Albany on a daily basis. But we will be back after camp with a show every morning. Lance will be back in the mix. I know you guys can't wait for that. Paulie DeTino, Anita Marks, the whole crew will be here, Michael Eisen. So make sure you tune in and check it out. Big Blue Kickoff Live all season long on Giants.com. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We will see you tomorrow morning. Enjoy your Thursday.